Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, State Senator Ben Kiekhefer joins us. We'll look at what Nevada looks like post-COVID. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Ben Kiekhefer of District 16. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
Sam. Thanks for having me, Sam.
So Congress is coming back this week as we're taping this. It's the day after Labor Day this morning. And do you think that we're going to see a fifth round of funding that's going to include the states and the counties?
Wow, predicting the federal government, just lead off with a bang. I don't know. I hope so. I think that there is a need, particularly at the state level. I think conversely, though, the federal government seems to be more focused on local government than state government. I think that there were some problems when these discussions started that states, not Nevada, but other states, had talked about using federal stimulus money to bail out their pension funds and things like that that have had historic problems. I know, Illinois was talking about that. And, that sort of set everything off on a bad foot to talk about stimulus dollars coming to the states. The federal government has sent an incredible amount of money to the state of Nevada to help through this crisis. A lot of it has gone directly to people through enhanced unemployment benefits. We've seen, more than $1 billion in CARES Act money come to the state specifically. And we're working through allocating all of that, but none of that was permissive for budgetary backfill, right? That we couldn't use it to offset lost revenue because of the economic shutdown due to the coronavirus. So even if they don't provide additional money, I would sure hope that they would provide some additional flexibility in how the money that's already been allocated can be spent.
Are you concerned that Nevada does not have the money, apparently, to match the $300 a week that the government is putting out for the unemployment with an additional $100?
It seems like Nevada is in the same boat as a lot of states in saying we're going to use our existing unemployment allocations as match for that $3 or $300 enhancement. So I think that's what is in our application as a state. I think that other states are in the same boat, and my understanding is that they're being approved. I could be corrected on that. So hopefully that will kick in, and those who are still struggling with unemployment in the state will have access to that additional $300 a week bump.
Are we in worse shape now than we were in the Great Recession in terms of the money we're going to need to borrow from the federal government for unemployment?
Well, it depends on the bell curve, right? It depends on how quickly the recovery gets people back into the workforce and how much money we're going to need to fund our unemployment system going forward. The trust fund is going to have to be rebuilt first off, you know. So that's going to be a big big lift. And the last time we did this, we implemented an additional unemployment insurance tax that was sort of segregated from the traditional UI tax, and we used that to fill back up both repay the federal government and then fill back up our own trust funds. So there's going to have to be a pretty robust discussion about how we accomplish that while still continuing to pay benefits.
As you look at what's occurring across the state with the governor's orders, are you comfortable with what's being put out there? Because there are a lot of people who are concerned that, frankly, some of the instructions just don't make sense when you compare one thing to another, whether a bar is serving food or not, or if it's just serving liquor, or whether you can have a slot machine and a bar top. If the bar is closed, no, you still can't do that, but if you put the slot machine in a separate container right in front of the bar, that's okay. I mean, who's making up the rules?
Yeah, I am concerned that there are certainly small businesses that are being carved out of the ability to open, operate, function, and earn a living, particularly small taverns and bars. There were a number of small bars that were doing the right thing, both at this end of the state and the South and throughout rural Nevada, that were creating social distancing programs, that were ensuring that people were not sitting at bar tops, and that people were following the rules and doing it right. And they still had the big hammer of government come down on them and tell them that they were no longer available to make a living. And that's not right. That's wrong. We should be focusing on where the problems lie. And I think an even bigger problem right now is that we're not getting the data out of the executive branch of government about where the hotspots are and what is causing outbreaks. So we're not able as a public at this point to determine whether the right decisions are being made. And without that level of transparency, there will always be suspicion that the wrong decisions are being made.
I'm looking at a couple of things, because I come from not a point of knowledge beyond reading the newspapers and following the news as you do yourself. But common sense. So first of all, the head of the medical school at UNR told us on this program, watch the hospitalization numbers. And we're seeing those numbers coming down. And we're seeing the medical world changing the way that they are treating people with COVID, and with far greater success than they had at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Ventilators are being sent back to their original sources because they don't need them. They've figured out better ways. But also, I look at grocery stores, and I look at Costco, and I look at Lowe's and Home Depot, and I'm not reading anywhere across the state, and let's just talk about Nevada, where there are massive outbreaks of COVID because of people going to those locations. They are taking the precautions. It seems to me that if they're taking the precautions and they are not having massive outbreaks, and this has been enough time already for us to see, then why can't other businesses open up under the same conditions?
Yeah, I think it begs an entirely appropriate question, Sam. When April and I go out, we talk about trying to avoid places that are too people-y, right? We don't want them to be too crowded.
Right.
But when we go to a grocery store and it is crowded, people are generally following the rules, wearing their masks, and trying to stay away from each other as much as possible. And you're not seeing, as you said, specific outbreaks associated with certain places or certain events. I do have a fear as we sit here the day after Labor Day that we might see a spike in numbers coming out of the holiday weekend when we've seen significant video footage of large crowds gathered at both ends of the state. So I think as we have this conversation, we need to separate it into those sort of special events that may need specific targeting versus the general operations of business and daily life that people need to function, but also that individuals need to provide food for their families and pay their rent. And if we don't separate those two conversations and we just capture everyone under a big blanket, then I don't think we're treating it with the nuance that it deserves. And ultimately, we're punishing Nevadans who are seriously struggling right now.
One of the things that bothers me, and I'm not laying blame at the feet of the media in general, because it's what they do, and there's nobody doing it in a better fashion that I can see. But it's almost like we have a scoreboard every day of how many people caught COVID, how many people died, how many people this and that and the other. But it's all without context. It doesn't really explain what the circumstances were. Were those people, you know, 90 years old? And, you know, unfortunately, when you get to a certain age, you know, almost anything could be, you know, falling down could be a way that you're going to end up dying. We don't have context, but it's like a sporting event. You know, how high can we see these numbers go up? Let's be excited to see the numbers go up, mm-hmm. rather than the context of what's really going on. Does that concern you? Because it sure concerns me.
Well, I do watch the news every night, and they usually start off with the dashboard about how many individuals got sick. And as a former reporter, right, sitting across from a reporter, you know that sometimes you get caught up in this trap of just keeping track of the data and not providing the context that's necessary to explain to your viewers or listeners or readers why these numbers are important. I think the media needs to do a better job of that, not just on this, but on a lot of things. You know, but I don't think we should start writing off deaths related to a preventable disease as acceptable at any level. And I'm not thinking
it's not a preventable disease.
Well, if you can prevent yourself from contracting it, and
you know what? I mean, let's talk about that just for a quick mm-hmm. second. And I don't mean to bag on you.
We're having a conversation.
You know, the whole idea of all these controls mm-hmm. was to flatten the curve so that hospitals weren't overwhelmed. There has never been a discussion, to my knowledge, that we're going to cure without, you know, some kind of vaccine. Coronavirus, it's a virus. It's like any other virus. It's from the common cold to the flu. You go through the list. This virus is going to work its way around the planet, and it's not going to be done till it's done. So we can't stop it. We can only slow it down. And at what point does the cost to society become so great in terms of, you know, child abuse, in terms of domestic violence, in terms of suicide, in terms of people having mental issues from not having an income, not having jobs? You got to balance all these things out. And we're not going to solve the virus problem. That is Mother Nature.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. And that's why I've been a strong advocate for getting schools reopened, right? Because we know that the damage that's going to be done to kids by staying home in sometimes abusive environments, in areas where they're unable to, you know, grow within their social and emotional intelligence, is going to do far more damage to them than potentially getting a virus that doesn't get them very sick on average, right? By the gross average. So you're right. It's a complicated problem, but I don't think we should start saying this is an acceptable amount of death from
this
virus.
Well, no, of course not. Look, I don't want anybody to think that I am heartless. Any death is you know, unacceptable to those of us that care about our loved ones. So, you know, let's rest it there. Let's take a break. We'll come back and let's look at some positive looks toward the future that you've been thinking about, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ben Kiekheffer of District 16. When I first approached you to do this interview, we talked about possible topics, and you said, you know, I want to get beyond the pandemic. I want to see where do we go after this? And where are you with those thoughts?
So I appreciate the opportunity, Sam. This is a project that I've been thinking about for several months now. And what I'm doing is sort of using my podcast forum to have a broad sort of 3-month discussion about the future of Nevada's economy that I'm calling the Nevada Recovery. And in this series of podcasts, they're going to come out biweekly. I'll talk with experts about their specific industries. I'll talk to advocates. I launched the first one with Jeremy Aguero, who you know well, sure, to talk about Nevada's economic makeup and what the impact of this virus and our shutdown has had on our economy and what it's going to look like on the back end coming out. You know, we spent a lot of time worrying and thinking and talking about how to make people, stable while they're unemployed. And that's important and that's good, but we just have not had a lot of conversations about what's next and what this paradigm shift might mean for the Nevada economy going forward. And I'll give you an example. The realization that people are still going to be productive from home is probably going to cause a lot of employers to say, maybe I don't need all the overhead associated with this massive office building, and I can reduce my footprint, reduce my overhead, and allow people to work remotely. And that can mean a lot more commuting from home for people in Nevada to anywhere in the world. And while that existed already, I think that's going to become a lot more prevalent. And what does that mean for Nevada's housing market, right? What does that mean for our tax structure? What does that mean for the social services that are needed for our state as more and more people move to Nevada to enjoy our great lifestyle without having a sort of corporate footprint aside from their computer? Those are the kinds of conversations we really need to be having to understand what the next 5 or 10 years is going to be, and not just an effort to get through today, this week, and this year.
Okay, so you have a large family.
I do.
You've got a whole bunch of kids.
Four. I mean, a whole bunch.
Well, it's a group, with your life experience, your wife's life experience, do you feel that people are going to enjoy a life where their work function is only at home? You know, we were talking about social needs earlier on. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that the workplace is a place of structure. It's a place to get away from your daily life at home. It's a different experience, whatever it's 8-10 hours a day, whatever it might be. It's interacting with other humans. We seem to be losing a lot of things, and this is beyond just COVID, but we have a whole generation of kids coming up who, when they get into the workforce, they have to be trained to answer the phone. They are not used to actually answering the phone. If it's not a text, and God forbid it might be an email, the communication, and you and I are both communicators, doesn't that strike you as something that is needed and that we have to figure out a way to get back to?
The social interaction of the office place, mm-hmm, is certainly something I miss, right? I'm a social creature. I love my coworkers. And that sort of social aspect is certainly something that that I as an employee miss. I think from a sort of corporate structure standpoint, I don't get to make that decision, right? That is going to be a decision that is made in boardrooms all across this country and throughout the world. So the key is going to be finding that balance for each individual, right? And if you're not, if the office place is your sole outlet for social interaction, maybe we get back to some of those structures that existed before, right? And you start thinking about concepts from bowling alone and the social capital discussion that we've had in this country for the past 30 years or so. And are we going to re-engage socially in ways that maybe we haven't for the past couple decades, but did a while ago? I don't know. I think that's an exciting concept.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Ben Kiekhafer after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ben Kiekhafer of District 16. We're talking about where we move to in the future beyond COVID. It seems obvious at this point now that things that might have been 5 or 10 years down the road, robotics, replacing humans in certain jobs, and as we've seen, and I'm going to throw this out there, you don't have to agree, but it seems to me that a lot of large corporations are laying off vast amounts of people that are beneficial to that corporate structure, whether there was COVID or not, mm-hmm. that they were too heavy in employees, and this has become, if we want to call it an excuse to be able to do what needed to be done to make these companies more nimble. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, disagree, have no opinion?
I think it's hard to put a broad swipe over that. I think it's certainly probable in some companies. In others, they may think it's their best case for survival under this new reality. But we knew that 75% of the workforce in Las Vegas was automatable, right? Due to previous studies that came out a year or so ago, and this could certainly be accelerating that, and is certainly accelerating that.
As we're seeing right now, Las Vegas has returned to being a gaming town versus a gaming plus 67% everything else, because the other 67% is barely there. So no entertainment, very little in the way of shopping, no shows. And so, how long can that last?
Well, hopefully it doesn't last very long. I mean, hopefully as a vaccine emerges, that people will decide to re-engage with the Las Vegas that they have always known and loved, and that conventions will decide to come back to Las Vegas and Clark County, And I think they will. And I think the studies that have been done by the LVCVA, by Jeremy Aguero himself, indicate that people are going to come back to Las Vegas in a way that looks a lot like what they did previously, but it is contingent upon knowing that they can do that safely, not just hoping, but knowing. And that probably hinges on a virus vaccine that has been in place for a certain amount of time, and the lag time to build that back into our economic structure is a while, right? These shows take a long time to book, organize, plan, and until we have that lead time, we're not going to see us back at full capacity.
And you know, when people like Jan Jones first said on this program that it was going to be 2 years before we saw the state and Las Vegas in particular come back to normal, it was kind of a shocking number. Now it seems like it's a very realistic number.
Well, when CES canceled, this Consumer Electronics Show canceled for this coming January, you know, my stomach fell out a little bit. It was that's difficult. That's the biggest convention in the world, and it's sort of the heartbeat of the Las Vegas convention and tourism business. So them being gone for a year is going to have a hit. But hopefully 2022, it's back in place, and I think that probably jives right in line with what Ms. Jones-Blackhurst was talking about.
If people want to get to your podcast, how do they find that?
So they can find it if you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, through my website, benfornevada.com, or you can find the podcast on any of your favorite platforms, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or Anchor. You can find it there and have a listen. I hope you like it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Sam. I will. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.